Fed up of flawed robes, driven to distraction and drowning with doom boxes? Tired of living in chaos? Welcome to Decluttering Untangled, how to declutter when you're overwhelmed, ADHD or autistic. I'm going to help you uncover the secrets to decluttering, no matter what hurdles you face. You'll discover how to declutter, de-stress and transform your world. I'm Heather Tingle, reformed hoarder, neurodivergent declutter queen and your guide through the maze of mess. Let's get untangled. Hello, Untangler, and welcome to another episode of Decluttering Untangled. In today's podcast, I want to talk to you about one of the things that was always in my mind as I was decluttering, still happens now, and also a phrase that I hear so many times, and it is used as a, I'm not going to say excuse because it's a very valid point, it is used as a reason as to why you can't let something go, and that is because it costs money. Now, I'm going to say in today's world, let's face it, most things cost money. Also, in today's world, there is a cost of living crisis. And I don't care how much money you've got, you'll always live within your means and you'll want more of it. Like, let's face it, two things, time and money we've never got enough of. So I want to talk you through a few things that I really want you to think about next time you have that, oh, it costs money in your head. The first one I want to talk to you about is something called the sunk cost fallacy. So this is the idea that because something costs money, it is still valuable, it's still worth that amount of money. I want you to start thinking that money was exchanged for that item. So the money, when you buy that item, the money is now gone. It's gone to the shopkeeper, it's gone to, I don't know, one of the big names. It's gone into their account. It's no longer yours. You have that item instead. So a lot of the time, we don't look at it as that item. We look at it at the amount of money that we paid for it. Now, it is highly, highly unlikely that that item is now worth that amount of money. You swapped it for the item. That's it. You've got the item instead. It is now probably not worth as much as what it was when you paid for it. I think there is a feeling that because it's worth that amount stays almost like as a visible kind of price tag attached to it all the time. You're never going to get that money back. You've got that item instead. If you are not using that item, you need to let it go. And let it go and know that that is not the time when you're letting the money go. You let the money go when you bought the item. I hope that kind of makes sense. But I think it's really also important to realise that there's been lots and lots of studies done where people realise that having an emotional connection to an item automatically makes people think something is worth more money than an item they've not had an emotional connection to. So if you had two items put on a side and you were asked to pick which was the most expensive, if you have owned one of them, that's the one that you're more likely to pick, basically, in layman's terms. So you need to detach yourself from the thought that because it's yours, because you've looked after it, because you remember how much it was when you bought it, that because of that, it's still worth something. Unfortunately, things change all the time. Trends change all the time. So that really, really expensive furniture that your granny passed down to you, that's a really good, solid piece of furniture, 10 years ago might have been worth a few hundred pounds, is now not worth anything because nobody wants them anymore. And unfortunately, that's the sad situation. But because of the sunk cost fallacy, you will feel that it's still worth that amount of money, so you hold on to it. In the meantime, it's cluttering up your room that you can't use anymore, or it's getting in the way, or it's stopping you from living your life. And I think it's really important to have a genuine idea of how much something sells for. So what you can do, a little tip for you, is if you've got something that you think's worth something, I want you to go onto eBay and look at sold and completed listings. Don't look on eBay what things are trying to be sold for, because I've seen 50p's that are worth a pound selling on eBay for, I don't know, a couple of £1,000. That's ridiculous. That's not how much they're worth, because they are still on eBay and they're still trying to be sold. You need to look at the completed and sold listings to see how much things are actually selling for. That'll give you an indication of how much things are really worth out there. And something is only worth something if you sell it. It is not still going to be worth £100 if it's just in your dining room. You've got the, I don't know, you've got the table, for example. That table is not worth anything. It is in your dining room. It is not worth a penny. It is only worth something if you actually sell it on. And I think that's really important to be aware of. And then the other thing that I hear quite frequently is that, oh, it's too good for charity. It costs a lot of money. First of all, you know, charities need that money. Maybe you feel that you need it more. I get it. Nothing is ever too good for charity. Charities, it may be that you want to find a little local independent one where the money will be massively appreciated and make a massive dint. I'm not going to talk about how much CEOs of charities earn these days, but you might feel that actually giving that donation to a fabulous little charity that you really have a heart for is a really good way to let something go, that you'll see the impact that makes. But the other thing is, sometimes it's easier to give something away to do good than see something you think's worth money be devalued and haggled over. So I know so many people that have put things on, for example, Facebook, and all they've had is stress, and they've seen the value of the item be decreased and be decreased and be decreased, and it makes them feel rubbish because, you know, it's worth £20 and they now want to buy it for £5 and I don't want to sell it for £5. Well, it's only worth £20 if someone will actually give you £20 for it. But also, if you let it go for £5, that can make you feel pretty rubbish. So sometimes it's just easier just to give it to charity, to know whatever they sell it for is going to do good for, you know, their charity. And that makes you feel better sometimes. So I think that is definitely worth thinking about. And obviously, we're in a cost of living crisis right now. So I want you to think about, can you price it to sell? You're not pricing it at what it's worth. It's not priced at what you paid for it. How much can you price it for to sell? Because that is the aim of the game. The money is gone that you paid for it. You've got the item in its place. You need to let the item go because it's not doing you any good right now. So what are you going to sell it at? What that is how much an item's worth. And also, what is the current cost of keeping it? So living in clutter was really expensive for me, and it's probably exactly the same for you. Could never find what I needed when I needed it, so I had to buy more. I broke things all the time because I couldn't look after things because I trod on them because they were on the floor instead of being put away. So things got broken very easily, so I had to pay for things. Because I wasn't organised, I could never get ahead of myself and get organised to renew things or find things when I needed to pay for them. So I got fines. So I got behind on things. That was very stressful. I didn't get the right price for things like insurances because I just had to auto-renew. The cost of living in clutter is massive. So is it really worth holding on to that item that you think's worth money when you're surrounded by things that you think are worth money that are actually making your life more difficult and costing you more in expenditure in the long run? So there you go. There's just a few thoughts on that today. I hope it's given you some things to think about. And until next time, be kind to yourself. Keep untangling. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of Decluttering Untangled. If you found anything that I've said today helpful, please do me a favour, hit that subscribe button or leave me a review. It's like receiving a virtual high five that keeps me going and lets me know that I'm helping real people out there and I'm making a difference. Please remember, you're not alone in this. I'm building a community of fellow untanglers over on Facebook. Just visit the show notes for the link to my free decluttering community. So until next time, remember, you're not alone, you're not lazy, you can untangle your life.